This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving up a veritable feast of information every day. From heaping portions of hearty Sky News at the top and bottom of every hour.
This is delicious.
Happy Thanksgiving.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. The Sky.
Brandy McKinney is here. Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's our pleasure. So you represent a group called FACT, F-A-C-T. That's Farming Alachua County Together. Why did you form this group?
So our group has always been in Melrose. We're farmers, and we decided to come together because we noticed there were a lot of investors in the area, a lot of things going on, and we decided it was a good time to get together and maybe go to our local county commissioners and representatives and have some conversations.
So some people are proposing this Wildflowers Music Park, and has a potential of 20 to 30,000 people being there, like per event, I guess. Multi-day festivals, overnight camping, dance tents. Of course, you'd have to have porta potties. All that goes along with that kind of a thing. And they want to put this in Melrose. For people that aren't familiar with Melrose, Melrose is just a sleepy little town with very limited infrastructure. I mean, literally one red light in the town. There's just not much there. I guess my first question would be, why do you think they picked that area to be a venue?
I think one of the main reasons might be because it's unincorporated and there's four counties. And it's they'll be right at the edge of Alachua County. So they'll be in Alachua County. The property they're on partially is in Putnam County. But I think that had a lot to do with it. Plus, they're near the university.
But as far as infrastructure and, four lanes, there isn't anything really like that. I mean, you've got Highway 100 to the north of there, but even a lot of that's only two lanes. So 301 to the south, this is if you're coming from Alachua County, you're heading out to Melrose. If I'm right, this property will be behind that Ameris Bank, which is on the right.
Yes.
Okay. So I thought maybe there were a few houses or something back there, but there's not. There's enough wide open acreage.
The area is zoned residential and agriculture. And there's a lot of homesteads on that road. So behind Ameris Bank, you go down approximately a mile and a half.
Okay.
And on the left-hand side is a large piece of property, 270 acres, and that's where they want to do this. Only 70 of it is usable land, though. The rest of it is wetlands.
Well, that would make it interesting, too, if you have wet weather, or how usable is it really going to be? It turns into like a mud fest, and they also want to allow camping. When you allow a bunch of people to go camping, you don't have the infrastructure to take care of it, like a way to get rid of the waste, for lack of a better term, that's going to go into the environment. I'm sure that's not a good thing.
Yeah, they're probably going to have porta potties. There could be leaks, overflows if they're not serviced properly.
I read a piece that said some of these people are, they've got some money behind them, and that they're willing to, file lawsuits and what have you to get their way. What do you think the people that live in the area, I mean, are there some people that, hey, that's a good time. We don't mind you coming here.
There's very few people that have stated that, and they mostly repeat the same things and say, oh, they have land rights. They should be able to do what they want.
Well, I mean, look, when you have, you know, people gathering a get together, I'm all for it. But when you're talking the numbers of 20,000 to 30,000, I don't think people can, unless you live in a small town or are familiar with small towns, that impact is incredible. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Very overwhelming. And also, this land is zoned agriculture. By law, through zoning and planning, it's agriculture land. The entire area there is agriculture. We have a ton of farms.
I mean, of all the places that, and you wouldn't have to be too far from where they want to be. I mean, you could go south, and you had mentioned before you went on the air that they do have some property south of there that is actually right almost on 301. Are they trying to develop that as well, or instead of?
Alachua County owns a piece of land, wild spaces, public places. They're at the, it's near the border of Alachua County and Marion County, but it's right off of 301, which is already a four-lane highway.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they have to be careful of that, because that was bought with tax dollars under certain conditions.
Yes.
And it would remain like that in perpetuity or whatever. I don't think you could develop it for any sort of a commercial use. So, yeah, I would just forget about that part. But, yeah, I mean, Melrose really, yeah, the infrastructure is very, very lacking there. There's not going home in the afternoon to get to that area. If you work in Gainesville and you live in those areas, you know that two-lane road is packed already. Packed.
Can you imagine a Saturday morning for a Saturday afternoon or evening event? That many people coming through anywhere in that area.
Well, traffic may have to be rerouted for all the work commuters.
I mean, I could get my way around it. I could take 301 and come in the back way via Hampton, if you're familiar with
and
that.
That's what's going to happen. People are going to have to use 20, 301.
But what about the people who live in Hampton? That's a small two-lane road. Those folks aren't going to be all that happy about it, I don't think.
Well, and we have people in Floraholm, too, that have to come through Melrose to get to Gainesville to go to work.
That's true, too. Yeah. So this will be interesting. We'll see how it develops. What else do you want to add that we need to know about this Wildflowers Music Park proposal? And you represent a group that is not in favor of it.
Yeah, we're not in favor of this. This is going to affect our farms. The traffic alone is going to be a huge problem. Also, the taxes that are going to be required if we have to improve infrastructure to host this.
Who would pay for the roads?
The local taxpayers. It will be on their bills, their MSTU, their municipal services taxing unit. If they all look at their tax bills that recently got, they'll see how much they pay for that. And that's our police service.
That would be law enforcement.
One part of it.
If you're talking about state roads, that would be through FDOT. So that'd be Tallahassee footing the bill for that. Of course, they're going to take tax dollars one way or another.
219A is a county road.
Yeah, you're right. So that if you expand on that, that's going to be coming out of the county coffers. All right. Look, it is something that's kind of been simmering. I know people in that area definitely have been talking about it. But hopefully, with our dialogue today, we'll have expanded that a little bit. So, Brandy, let me ask you this. What's the best way for people to find out more information about your group and what is going on there?
So they can visit our website at farmingalachuacountytogether.org. And they can join our group. And we will send out information if we have meetings, or if there's any county meetings or any new information that comes up that people need to know. And also, they can contact their county commissioners and speak with them about this issue.
And that could be, it's part of Alachua County and also part of Putnam County, right?
Yes. Okay. Alachua County, Putnam County, Bradford, and Clay
will be impacted, but not necessarily on the land. Or is the land piece broken up
in that way?
Well,
26 and 21, they extend into Clay and Bradford, Putnam, Alachua. So it'll be everyone's issue.
Brandy McKinney, representing FACT, Farming Alachua County Together, and concerns, well-founded concerns about Wildflowers Music Park proposal right there in Melrose. I mean, not in the outlying area, it's right in Melrose, basically.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Keep in touch with us. Yeah, we'll continue to follow the story as well.